Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. It's pretty amazing when you think about what the Israelites witnessed firsthand when they were in Egypt. They saw the Nile River turn to blood, frogs swarming the land. After that, gnats and lice, and then overrun by flies. All the Egyptian livestock died. Then boils break out on all the people. And then hail mixed with fire destroying the crops. And then they're overrun by locusts. And then a darkness so thick you could feel it descends on the land, while this whole time, none of it affects the Israelites living in the midst of it, only the Egyptians. And then the firstborn of all the Egyptian dies. And then Pharaoh sets them free. And on top of that, they cross through the Red Sea on dry land and watch the largest army of the superpower of the world get destroyed right in front of them. They saw all of that with their own eyes. But that's not what's really amazing. What's amazing is that almost immediately they forget about God and all his saving deeds. And they immediately want to go back to Egypt, back to what was comfortable. They remember the food, but they forgot the chains. And then they complain in the wilderness, and they worship the golden calf at Sinai, and they put God to the test at Massa and Meribah, demanding that he prove himself. Then, just as Israel is camped on the plains of Moab, directly across from the Promised Land, literally on the threshold of going in, they fall into grave sexual immorality and ritual prostitution. And then Moses tells them, go on in. God has given you the Promised Land. But they're completely dominated by fear and they refuse to enter. Not because God failed, but because they no longer trust him. When we forget God and all he's done for us, it becomes far easier to fall into sin, complaining, fear, anger, overindulgence, and just plain spiritual laziness. Forgetfulness of God erodes everything. And that's exactly what happened to Israel after God set them free from Egypt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. After 40 years of wandering in the desert, Moses prepares Israel to enter the Promised Land. But before they cross over, he must teach them the lesson of the Exodus and how not to repeat their past failure. That teaching is the book of Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy 8, Moses said to Israel, "Remember how Yahweh your God led you for 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, to test you, to teach you. He made you feel hunger and fed you with manna, to make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but on everything that comes from the mouth of Yahweh. Your clothes didn't wear out, your feet didn't swell, and God carried you all the way across the desert. So take care that you do not forget Yahweh your God. When you have eaten and have had all you want, do not become proud of heart. Do not say in your heart, 'My own strength and my own might have won power for me.' Remember Yahweh your God. It was He who gave you this strength." Now Moses knows the danger that faces them in the Promised Land, because prosperity tempts us to forget. Success breeds pride, and pride always leads back to idolatry. So he repeats the lesson relentlessly. Remember, you were slaves. God set you free. But if you forget God and the mighty works that he's done, you will become slaves again. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Why is remembering so important? Because sin flows from forgetfulness, and faithfulness comes from memory. Moses knows Israel is about to enter a land of both prosperity and battle. Both environments are spiritually dangerous. So he commands them again and again, remember what the Lord your God did for you. Memory creates trust, and trust drives out fear. Memory guards against pride, the lie that says, my own wisdom and strength did this for me. And memory protects us from idolatry, because when we forget what God has done, we begin to trust in substitutes. And through the book of Deuteronomy, Moses keeps returning to the same truth. You were slaves, and God set you free. Forget that, and you will serve something else. So he cries out again and again, remember. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. During Lent, the Church leads us back through salvation history in the same spirit that God commanded Israel in Deuteronomy, so that we'll remember. Again and again, God tells his people to remember how he saved them, how he brought them out of slavery, carried them through the desert, fed them when they were hungry, formed them as his own children. Because forgetting always leads to fear and pride and infidelity. In the Divine Office, the book the priests pray every day, during Lent it takes up this lesson by walking through Exodus. And if you've ever gone to the Easter Vigil, you know the Church reads 9 readings proclaiming the whole story of salvation history on the night of Christ, that Christ's Passover is made present, so that we will remember. And this remembering, it's not nostalgia. It's a living remembrance that keeps us constantly aware of the presence of God and the great things he's done for us. So beginning tomorrow, we're going to walk through salvation history from the Old Testament through the life of Jesus, leading us into Holy Week. And by praying through this history in our rosary meditations during Lent, we allow God to reawaken our memory of his presence and of the mighty deeds he has done for us, so that day by day we'll grow in gratitude, in faith, in hope, and in love for God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. After Moses had died, and Israel stood on the brink of the promised land, about to go in, God gave them the infallible means to stay faithful once they entered. God said to them in the first chapter of Joshua, "Be strong and courageous, and be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and it will give you good success wherever you go." There's the formula. Meditate on the Word of God. Take it in and chew on it and digest it. And then you will always remember God and what He's done, and you will remain faithful. And that's what we're going to do through this rosary every day through Lent. So, I hope you'll join me tomorrow as we set out through salvation history. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits
who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, what struck you during the meditation?
I was thinking back to that meditation we just did where you talked about making a cake with Cormac.
Oh.
And that idea of providence. But it's funny because little kids, he's what, 5 now? But you've been doing things like that with him for a while. He probably doesn't remember all the times you've done that. But there's nothing more beautiful than when a little kid starts really developing memory and they can actually retain that information. It's so beautiful. Now it's not just providential and random. It's grounded in the relationship he has with you. And then they get really excited when they see certain people and they think, that person's fun because they'll play football with me and they'll play hockey with me and he makes cakes with me. And they're so good at holding on to all of the best little memories and they'll bring it up the moment they see you. But it made me realize that we have, as adults, we have such good memories and I feel like we only use them to hold on to resentments.
Yes.
When I look back, it is so easy for me to remember every single thing someone, every transgression someone has committed against me. But it's really hard to think of every nice thing they've done for me because they're probably doing them every day.
Yeah.
And when you apply that to God, I bet all of us can look at our reflections and thoughts and think of every time we feel like God has let us down. And we can't really recall all the times that God has perfectly orchestrated everything.
This is interesting. The church has feast days so that we remember what God has done. But we should develop our own feast days of what God has done. So recently, I spent a good amount of time in prayer, looking back over my whole life, looking back at the most significant things that God has done in my life. And there were a bunch, but there were 5 that were like the most important moments.
Wow.
And I tried for 3 of them, I had exact dates.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 of them, I had the month and the year.
Wow.
And I need to celebrate those each year so that I continually recall and remember what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
I really encourage everyone, take some time, look back over your life, and pick out 3, 4, 5 of the most significant things God has done for your life. And then memorialize those as anniversaries and celebrate what God has done.
That's a good resolution for Ash Wednesday. Not one I would have ever thought about. But that's it.
I have my 5 personal feast days.
I got to find some feast days. Does that mean if I find 5 feast days and set them in Lent, I can just, skip a fast for the day?
If one of them falls in Lent, you can make that a feast day.
I don't know about that.
You can make that a feast day.
We're going to get a call from the Vatican later.
Or maybe the Archbishop.
They're finally going to shut us down.
That's a good resolution. Find your feast days and celebrate them. Mm-hmm. Your personal feast days. I thought maybe you'd ask me what mine are.
Actually, I didn't know if it was overstepping for the podcast. I'll tell you what I know one of them is for me.
What?
October 21st. I've always celebrated it every single year.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know if I should say it. I'm gonna use some.
Is it God feast day?
I think so. I think God saved me that day, truly.
Okay,
that was the day I dropped out of school. That was my last day of high school.
Well, we're going to have to tell the rest of the story.
It's too complicated.
Okay.
To be clear, I went to college. I dropped out of school. I went to college
you
early.
You dropped out of high school and went straight to college.
But I'll never forget driving home from school that day, listening to School's Out by Alice Cooper. And I was like, God is good. Life is good.
Yeah, the
real... My trajectory changed on that date, and I think I'm a much better person because of it.
Oh, I think that is a good... That
I
is
do.
A good
I always day. Celebrate it.
Yeah, you dropped
because
out
it was
of traditional
also,
high school. You went straight to college.
It was the mercy of my mother and father and the example that you two set and the priorities you set that have given me the life that I have. What are your five?
I'll share that tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Everybody, get your feast days, and let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.